All right, it's Advertising Week Social Club. I'm Doug Zanger. Dean Winter's joining me. He just said if I ask a stupid question, he's just going to let me know. You know, actually, what's...
So now you're going to start me off with a stupid question now, right?
Okay. How quickly will the Mets season end next year?
Oh, please.
Okay, see, all right, that's the warm-up. That's like our vocal exercises. We may actually have a scoop here because we've got the icons, the Walk of Fame. You are an icon, Mr. Mayhem for Allstate. How does it feel? I mean, you're an icon to a lot of people anyway. How does it feel to be an icon here?
Wow. Nice ass kissing, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Wait till we get the 30 rock.
Yeah. No, I was completely... I didn't really know what the award was until Thursday when Allstate called me and let me know. And then I looked it up and I was... To be in the Pantheon with Tony the Tiger and Mr. Peanut and to beat the Jolly Green Giant and Mr. Clean and Smokey the Bear. I mean, it's like... It still hasn't really settled in yet. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It'll settle in when I get my car. I get a car, right?
What does he get? A car? Is it a car?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. She's terrified of me.
Yeah. So let's talk about the character. Let's talk about how all of this came to be. So when you were approached, what was just, I mean, how did this whole thing evolve? Because it's a great campaign. It's a great character. It's like one of those, you see spot after spot after spot after spot, and you hear spot after spot after spot, and you think to yourself, I can't pick a favorite. Talk about how the process really started and how it's evolved.
Well, it started in the spring of 2010, and Allstate. My agent called me, and they had offered me this job, and I said no. I said no because I was going through something in my life, and I was kind of taking a little bit of a break from the whole game, and I had no idea the scope of this or how big it could actually be, and so I said no. And then a week later, my agent called me and had a long talk with me. And he said, you know, you should really think about this. And so they sent me the script. And the first script I read was for the teenage girl in the pink Escalade. Uh-huh. And I laughed out loud. And just the way that it was written and the descriptions and the way that they wanted to direct it, I took a leap of faith. And the guy that directed the first batch, Phil Morrison, had directed one of my favorite independent films called June Bug. Mm-hmm. And then Wally Pfister was the DP, and he had just done Inception, and he just did Moneyball, and so I knew of him, and so I realized it was going to be a good group of people working together, and we were shooting in New York, mm-hmm. So I took a leap of faith, and it's the smartest thing I ever did. So yeah, no, I don't really have a favorite one because there's been so many good ones. I mean, there's a couple that haven't even come out yet that are going to blow everyone away.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You can't scoop? No.
I can't tell.
Okay.
But I think the best one that we've ever done is waiting to come out very soon. But okay. I'm partial to the teenage girl just because that was the first one that I read.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think we've done 22 of them now, 21, 22.
Is it that many?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, there's just so many to choose from.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So it's been an incredible job in that it gets a little tough sometimes because I live in New York City and I ride my bike everywhere and I literally have people racing up to me in their cars screaming mayhem at me, and so the amount of times I've almost died in the last year due to the campaign has been way too many. But it's a small price to pay for the job. So
see, and you've had such a cool career and. I mean, you've had a chance to really stretch yourself in a lot of different directions. What have you valued most about just your career up to this point? What are you looking forward to just moving forward with everything?
Well, the thing that has kind of been, I think the biggest positive about my career so far has been it's been very kind of diverse. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people kind of get pigeonholed, and I've been able to go from, you know, I started in the theater and then I started out doing like all the New York cop shows like NYPD Blue and then Homicide in Baltimore and New York Undercover, and then I became like, and then I was on the roughest show in the history of television when we did Oz for 7 years, and then I went to Sex and the City and then I went to 30 Rock. So like there's been like, it's been a varied career in that I've been able to kind of go back and forth, and so, which is a blessing. And I've never had to move to Los Angeles. So, which has been like the highlight, because I'm just not a fan. I've been able to stay in New York. I'm kind of a New York homeboy, you know, and so I just I like to stay.
Okay.
I feel more comfortable in New York, and so it's been a blessing to be able to stay here. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind going to LA, but I'm from
Portland, and I'm not supposed to say I like Los Angeles, but I love Los Angeles.
I mean, I like parts of it, but I just have never wanted to live there. So I just and my career's probably suffered a little bit because of that, but. I mean, I'm looking at my career right now, and it's definitely not suffering. So, no. I mean, I think I'm in a good place, and you know, it's been very interesting, to say the least.
No, that's cool, and congratulations on this big win. Can we get one dummy? Can you just call me a dummy, please?
Yeah, you really are a dummy.
Congratulations on all this, and thank you for riding a bike. Come out to Portland. Portland.
I love Portland. Okay. That's a good. Portland's a great little city.
Yeah. All right. That's my little Portland plug. But congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, man. My pleasure.